As a child of the 80s, there's little surprise I lost my virginity to an 80s boy. Frustrated by relative immaturity, it wasn't long before I moved on to men from the 70s and a daddy or two from the 60s. I'm not sure when or why, but the klepto in me has enjoyed collecting my lovers from different decades. I'd love to collect a full half century. The nuances of each new generation beautifully illustrated in the touch and predilections of each and every one. Finding my 90s boy has made me nervous for years. Those few years younger have contorted into this flashing neon sign screaming, "Old lady!" at me. It's crazy, I know, but the younger man has never been a thing for me. But of course now everything's changed. My 90s boy became a reality at long last. Now, I know he's going to be listening to this. He's been such an amazing friend for a few years now. We used to work together, and way back in the beginning he was sweet, but still a student at heart, a little bit overconfident, a little bit naive, painfully posh as well. He's had a few corners knocked off him now, though. We became friends over a craft beer or three. I'd geek out about tastes and flavours, and I'd see the flicker of passion in his eyes. I'd geek out about Douglas Adams and Hitchhikers, and he'd meet me quote for quote, but he was still very young. When I got stressed, he was there with a quick-witted one-liner and a hug, and when it all got too much, he stopped me hurting myself with kind, protective words. He was an amazing friend who I hadn't truly appreciated, and when escape was offered from my torments, he encouraged me to go, even if it meant we wouldn't work together anymore. I promise this is going to get somewhere kinky, just turns out I have more to say about him than I thought. After a few months apart, we were still bantering. He knew the real truth of my dubious consent story a few posts back in my history, and he could see my recovery to a happier and more stable version of myself. I shared my secret online identity to him, the voracious and frisky girl who collected her decades. Words can't describe how amazed I was that he was well into it. And he tells me how all the time we'd been friends, I've eroticized the mundane and been the "that's what she said" girl to him. Our messages quickly got dirtier. Smutty jokes and banter about the smallest things. He jokingly suggested he could be my 90s boy, but of course I dismissed the idea, a degree of maternal affection stopping me. The smut didn't stop, though. He told me how he'd like to tie me down and use me to choke me with his cock or fuck my ass till it poured with his cum. I know he's listening, so I'm not going to lie. That scared me a little. I've always been the submissive sort, but all the 90s boys I've spoken to are obsessed with anal play. So maybe that makes me a prude. I mean, a little anal play is an amazing thing, but to go straight for it felt a little too much, too far. So, sweetie, I'm really sorry. I backed off the first time because of that. The little old lady in me got scared. Anyway, to the current story. Last week, we went for a pint and a bite to eat. He knew about the Sibian experience I had. He wanted gory details. And I love having the sort of friend I can talk openly to about the joys and the horrors. It's not hard to believe that on my doorstep, later on that night, he decided to kiss me. Anybody who knows me well knows how important a kiss is. It conveys so much. It promises lust and passion, and a good kiss can make my whole body yearn for more. A bad kiss? Well, the bad kisses are often in the horror stories we've dissected over the years. Darling, they were wonderful kisses. Slow, but bursting with unspoken potential. You held my head in your hands so tenderly, then pulled my hair in the next moment in a glimpse of decadent lust. Your hands travelled my curves. No surprise you went for my giant boobs after at least 4 years of watching them. Hands went up my skirt, stroking my skin, squeezing my figure. Couldn't truly believe how easily you made my body respond. And I'd have let you take me there and then if it wasn't for my nerves. I hate that I had to push you away. I hate my own brain for getting in the way again. A day later, and I disciplined my mind for this misdemeanor, and we made plans for a night of debauchment, a night to give myself over to him. Well, that night, was yesterday. I arrived at the hotel, grateful you would already be there, and you came to meet me, kissing me instantly. Kissing me in a way that said, sure, we're friends, but tonight let's just go with the flow. You'd secured a lovely room in a separate building, big bed, roastingly hot, down this heat wave. This part of any hookup is always so contrived. Do we chat? Do we go straight for it? Are both parties still up for this? I'm sorry if I seemed awkward. I'm sorry if my body was rigid in that moment. I love how well you handle the undercurrent of fear running through me. Thank you. You pulled me to my feet and kissed me, identifying the fastest way to get me naked. You had me unbutton your shirt, and I should say, you wear such a beautiful shirt. You look amazing in them. I also desperately need to tell you that you have the most incredible collarbones. You're so tall, they're just at my eye line, and I could kiss and suck and nibble them for hours. Pronounced, but not too angular. I'm just thinking of them and my nipples perk up. Your chest has just the right balance of fur to make it impossible for me not to stroke you, and shoulders with enough strength to render me useless. Literally, I was yours. So, straight to business. You have me suck your cock, and there was no going back from here. God, it was long. So, so long. I know you wanted to choke me with it. I don't think you tried as hard as you could have, but you did choke me. And you taste amazing, by the way. And that curve in your erection is wonderful. Not sure why, but it just looked so friendly and inviting, like you could do so much with it. So, sweetie, I'd have sucked on you all night if you'd let me. Watching your hands make a fist of the quilt cover as you fought your pleasure. That's what I want to think about next time I masturbate. Alas, you pulled away, opting instead to fuck me quickly from behind. And I was soaked. You know that. I was serious about loving giving head. You were quieter than I expected, fingers squeezing my hips. I didn't actually notice that until you let go to pull out, and you splattered over my back and tattoo, and I relished in the bruisy feel of your fingerprints. I'm pretty insecure about my body. With your eruption temporarily past, I was glad you went for ice. You're insecure too, actually, I'd noticed. But my God, I don't know why. You have an amazing body. Beautiful, sexy, powerful. An ass with curves to hold, but such a firm chest too. What on earth do you see in me? Over the hours that followed, you smacked me. Promise to smack me harder next time, please. You went down on me with so much energy. I mean, I'm really quite hacked off at my own body. It should not be so hard to make me come, and I'm sorry I let you down. You fucked my mouth some more, and yes, you did actually fuck my ass. The light had started to fade. Maybe you didn't see the apprehension as your cock pushed against me. Did you miss me repeating a mantra as I tried to slow my breathing? I was waiting for the pain. Pain I've had before, which is really why I'm scared about all of this. You're amazing, though. Forceful enough to get us there, not so forceful as to hurt me. And I found my moans turning more like a donkey as you fucked me with a rhythm greater than I thought I could bear. I wish you'd come in my ass. I'm not sure if I did something wrong and that's why you didn't. I wish you'd help me to come while you were still inside me. I think that would have been incredible. Most of all, I wish I'd been brave enough to ask in the moment. My favourite part of the evening, the bit I've played back over and over since it happened, was when you asked for my wand. I mean, you told me to bring it, and there it was being all enormous and powerful in your hands. Now, whilst nerve had got in the way before, this wicked machine, with its mains-powered can-do attitude, buzzed like a swarm of angry bees, and you tested it out and watched my body buck and arch into its thrum. So of course you began to explore. I do think the setting was a little too high. My cunt was twitching and crying out, and my clit vibrated to a constant ooh, and you pushed some fingers inside. I wasn't sure what, or how many, or even aware of much, really, until you announced, surprised, that you were pretty much fisting me. And truth is, I didn't believe you. I've never had that before. I'm used to being told my pussy is too tight for more than two fingers. I'm used to being told I'm not wet enough. I'm used to feeling uncomfortable at the defeated attitude of my lovers. And yet, here's you doing this amazing new thing to me. I think I overthought it again. I felt a feeling of loss when you stopped. We finished the night fucking again. Your heart was beating faster than I'd ever felt another person's heart. But alas, the warmth, or maybe it was me, you pulled out and dove into a cold shower. There was something about the heat. You wrapped your beautiful body around me. It was safe and wonderful. And you told me how you'd wanted this for 4 years. Unless that's just a line. But then I insisted that I was too warm for you, and you released me again. You had what looked like a tormented night's sleep. I wanted to reach inside your mind and calm you. I wouldn't have known how, but watching you sleep made my heart ache. At 6 a.m. you were back to the man I know, insisting on my full lips wrapped around your cock, ready to have your desires before breakfast.